Volodymyr Yezhov was killed defending the eastern Ukrainian town of Bakhmut in December. He joined the army after Russia invaded Ukraine, telling his family he wanted to fight for its freedom. His brother Slava says Volodymyr was proud of Ukraine and took part in pro-Western protests in 2014. So he wasn't surprised when Volodymyr enlisted, and says he kept in touch with his family by messenger from the front lines.
Every morning before going to the mission, he said, "We are going to the mission." And every evening when they got back, he messaged us that he's safe, they're back.
Slava remembers how he heard about Volodymyr's death.
My father made a call to me. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it. But, well, it was hard time for us all. For us all.
The brothers grew up in northern Ukraine and were close. Volodymyr went on to become an online game tester and developer in Kyiv. He helped create a popular game called Stalker. The face of one of the characters is modeled on his. But the virtual world of shooters is a far cry from the reality of war. The battle between Ukrainian and Russian forces for Bakhmut is brutal. Fighting's intense. It's been described as a living hell. Slava says he could see how harrowing it was in his brother's face in his final weeks. But he says Volodymyr died doing what he believed in.
I'm sure that he would have done it again.
Volodymyr has left behind his family and two young children. Like many Ukrainians, he paid the ultimate price defending the country he loved. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv, Ukraine.